الحمد لله وكفى
والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واخرون اعترفوا بذنوبهم خلطوا عملا صالحا واخر سيئا عسى الله ان يتوب عليهم ان الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
After Asr Salah, I mentioned to you that there is a verse in Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those people who mix, who have some good deeds and have some bad deeds. So this is that verse in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and then there were some others, اِعْتَرَفُوا ذُنُوبَهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ, that they acknowledged their sins. Key thing here is they accepted and acknowledged their sins. This is called اِعْتِرَاف. اپنے گناہوں کو ماننا, گناہوں کو تسلیم کرنا, گناہ کا انکار نہیں کرنا, اِعْتِرَاف. But they did accept and acknowledge their sins. خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا, and they did some أعمال صالح and they did some bad deeds. They mixed خَلْط مَلْط. They mixed doing some good deeds along with some sins. أَسَلَّ اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, it's surely soon possible, hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may accept their tawbah and relent towards them. Why? Because indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving, all merciful. He is Ghafoor Rahim. So sometimes people, they used to feel like that in Quran, that there is a mention. Some even ulama, mashayikh would go through to Quran and they would try to find which ayah or which ayat or which passages they felt were talking about them. Kis ayat mein hamara tazkira hai? Kis ayat mein hamara tazkira hai? Why? Because Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran al-Kareem that there is a tazkira. There is a tazkira. لَكَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. That indeed we have sent down and revealed to you a kitab, Quran al-Kareem, and in that kitab, ذِكْرُكُمْ, there is mention of you. There is mention of you. Now what that ayah means is that there is mention of mu'mineen, mention of the ummah. But some took it also to mean, generally speaking, ki koi hamara bhi zikr tazkira, not as an individual, but there will be some verse, some passage they feel munasibat with. Some verse they will feel munasibat with. So if we wanted to find what's our situation, this is our situation. That we have some good deeds and we have some bad deeds. But the key thing was what? اعتراف. That we have to acknowledge and accept our sins. So it's on these odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan, those nights that have a chance to be Laylatul Qadr, these are the chances that we have asa, that we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relent and accept our tawbah. But the first condition is اعتراف, that we must accept and acknowledge our sins. When you accept and acknowledge our sins, then we invite the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Bikrim, hum ye dawa nahi karte ki hum aapke salihin muttaqin mein se hain. Hum ye tasleem kar rahe hain aapke gunahgar mein se hain. We're not claiming, proclaiming that we're from the righteous and pious. We're accepting that we're from your sinful members of this ummah. We accept that we're from the sinful members of the ummah. Asallahu an yatuba alayhim. Then maybe, perhaps, indeed, Allah Ta'ala will relent and accept their tawbah. Inna Allah ghafoor raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, all forgiving, raheem, all merciful. Then, in the next part of Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what? Another surah of Tawbah. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. That you should take some wealth from them as sadaqah, mean tell them to give in charity. And when they give in charity, that will purify them, that will do their tathir and their tazkiyah. So, ye jo ek log kehte na ke kuch sadqa de dein, to log kisi hadsa ko taalne ke liye sadqa dete hain, bimari ki ilaaj karne ke liye sadqa dete hain. Aur Quran mein tazkira hai, jab gunah ho, gunah tasleem ho, gunah se maafi chahte hain, sadqa de dijiye. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accept their sadqa. This is one major reason why also we should try to give more sadaqah in this month of Ramadan. It was a sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was always that prophet who led by example. But it's also because we are hopeful that Allah Ta'ala will accept our tawbah. So they spent there, and Sahaba Ikram, they did amal on this, and they spent their mal. One reason is that when you part from the dunya, humma dunya rasu kulli khati'a, that love for the dunya was the original source of all error and sin. So when you give sadaqah, it also shows your disavowal from the dunya. Ek maal paise dunya se iraz hota hai, jab hum sadaqah dete hain. Ek maane mein maal paise dunya se baraat hum ikhtiyar karte hain, jab hum sadaqah dete hain. So when we give that charity, it helps to purify us in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala said a beautiful thing after that, وَسَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make salawat for them. Who is this group of people? They had mix of good deeds, mix of bad deeds. Mix of good deeds, mix of bad deeds. But Allah Ta'ala said, take some money in sadaqah. Wasalli alayhim. Allahu Akbar. We are the ones, we do Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quran, wasalli alayhim, and you make salawat upon them, you make dua for them. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ab imagine how happy the Sahaba Ikram must have been when this verse was revealed. Allah Ta'ala hamare kitne lihaz kar rahe hain. Oh, hum, Allah Ta'ala hamare Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko keh rahe hain ki wo hum par salawat bheje. Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite salawat, to pray for us. Wasalli alayhim. Why? Inna salataka sakanun lahum. That indeed your salah, your salawat, your prayers for them, sakanun lahum, will be a source of sukoon for them. Will be a source of sukoon for them. Their hearts will get ease. Their hearts will have itminan when you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make dua for them. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ajib. How lucky those people were. How lucky those people were. But how lucky we also are. Ki Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua and maghfirah for his whole ummah. Don't think we are excluded from this. This has already happened for us 1400 years ago. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand in the nights, and he wouldn't wait for the odd nights, and he wouldn't wait for Ramadan. It was his mamool every night, every single night he made dua for the maghfirah of this ummah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. It's us who we remember these things on these special nights. Every night. So we should also feel this. He did it. Wasalli alayhim. We should also feel, inna salataka sakanun lahum. We should get sukoon from this. We should get sukoon from this. Then Allah Ta'ala ended, Wallahu sami'un alim. And Allah Ta'ala is all listening. He hears those du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and alimun, and he knows who needs those du'as most. Allah Ta'ala hears the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sinners of his ummah, alimun, and he knows who the sinners of the ummah are. Allahu Akbar Kabira. But it all began with what? I'tiraf. We must accept, acknowledge. Ibtida isse huye ki tasleem kar mano. Mano ki guna huye. Iski nafi na karo, inkar na karo. Bas ye ek cheez hai. Nadamat aur itiraf. To have remorse and shame, and to have acceptance in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this isn't actually even just for the sinner. Strictly speaking, every believer should feel like this. Every believer. There's no rank of deen, or there's no status that a person can have which they don't do amal on this ayah of Quran al-Kareem. In fact, there was a great shaykh in India. His name was Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Allahabadi Ramtale. He was one of the great khulafa of Hazrat Khwaja Ashraf Ali Thanvi Ramtane. And he said that ikhlas, the sign of ikhlas in any amal, the sign of ikhlas in any amal, is that after a person does a good deed, amal salih, that it should increase them in their humility and increase them in their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani unki aajzi, inki saadi, supurngi bar jaye, to wo amal salih makbool. Aur agar us amal karne se wo apna darja samajhte hain ki bar gaya hai, aur aajzi, inki saadi nahi barta, to wo amal ghair makbool. Ajeeb, he made a strange mayar, litmus test for a person to check. But actually, the more a'mal a person does, the more humble they become in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the most a'mal of this ummah. He also became the most humble of this ummah. Most humble. Most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حالانکہ یہ صحابہ اکرام ان کو تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنے زبان مبارک کے جنت کی بشارت دی, سنا خود پتا. یہ سارے احادیث جو ہم پڑھتے ہیں ان صحابہ کے فضائل میں انہوں نے خود پتا تھا, مگر پھر بھی عاجزی ان کی ساری اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے گر گرائی. They had a lot of humility and penitence and crying in front of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. No matter what had been mentioned about them and no matter what amal they did. So ikhlas lies in itiraf. Sometimes we think that ilm, amal and ikhlas is some high darja. No, ikhlas is right there for the sinner. The mukhlis sinner is the one who does itiraf, who accepts and acknowledges their sin. And the mukhlis one who does good deeds is the one who remains humble. So that person like us who has this mix of amal as-salih and amal as-sayyah, in the amal as-salih, our ikhlas is it should make us more humble. And in the amal as-sayyi'ah, in the bad deeds, our ikhlas is that we should do itiraf, we should accept and acknowledge those sins in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person, if they have ikhlas, then indeed they will find that Allah ta'ala is ghafoor and raheem. Now who can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive anyone and everyone. So there's a hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, and it's mentioned in a story from a previous ummah. Anna Rajulun called that a person from a previous ummah, because he was upset with somebody, he was angry with somebody. So that person was angry with somebody else. So he said, Wallahi la yaghfirullahu li fulanin. He took a qasam by Allah Ta'ala, wallahi, that I swear by Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala will never ever forgive so and so person. La yaghfirullahu fulan li fulan. Allah Ta'ala will never say, no qasam khaye ki Allah Ta'ala fulan ko kabhi maaf nahi karenge. Wa anna Allah Ta'ala qal. And when he said this, then Allah Ta'ala responded. Allah Ta'ala spoke. Man dhalladhi yata'alla alayya anni la aghfiru li fulan. That who is that person who dares? Ye kisko ye jirrat hui ki usne farmaya ki main falan ko maaf nahi karunga? Who is that person who has dared to make that claim that Allah Ta'ala will not forgive so and so person? Fa inni kad ghafartu li fulan. Allah Ta'ala said, and indeed I have forgiven that person. Wa ahbattu amalak, and I make waste all of your a'mal. Yani kehne walon ko kaha کہ تحقیق میں نے اس کو معاف کر دیا اور میں نے سارے آپ کے اعمال کو ضائع ختم کر دیا. اللہ اکبر, عجیب. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala can forgive somebody like that. Do we have to be very careful? Very careful. This is what I was saying, کہ بڑا نہیں بن سکتے. وہی جو ہم نے کہا نا اثر کے بعد, عظمت الہی, that Allah Ta'ala is Adeem, Allah Ta'ala is Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is A'la. It's not for us to make such statements or claims or to make such things. Allah Ta'ala can forgive anyone. And out of anger, and people have this achieved, so many times we hear things and we said, that's exactly what's in the hadith. People say that. Allah Ta'ala ko kabhi nahi maaf karenge. Allahu Akbar. It's word for word, word for word. Word for word, hadith in Muslim. Wallahi la yaghfirullahu li fulan. That's what the person said. Allah's ko kabhi nahi maaf karenge. Allah Ta'ala will never forgive that person. To Allah Ta'ala josh mein Allah Ta'ala ka jawab hai. Ye kaun hai? Ye kaun hai jurrat wala jo mere bare mein ye keh raha hai? Maine isko maaf kar liya aur main tere amal sab ko zaya karta hu. I have forgiven him and I make all your amal go to waste. Allahu Akbar kabira. Ajeeb. Means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very protective about his being ghafoor. Allah ta'ala is very kamil about being ghafoor. No one can try to cast a doubt on the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can try to restrict or limit the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala save us from such a fault. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens that emotions get the better of us. Maybe we get upset at some family member, we get upset at some friend, and we think like that because they did some wrong. So we think like that, Allah Ta'ala will never forgive them. We should never think like that. Never think like that. And obviously because we never want to think like that about ourselves, right? Hum apne baare mein to kabhi nahi sochenge na ki Allah Ta'ala hume kabhi nahi maaf karenge. To kisi dusre ke baare mein kaise soche? How can you think like that about somebody else? How can you think like that about somebody else? Allah Ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah Ta'ala is ghafar. This is why the doors of dua and the doors of maghfirah are always open. Doors of dua, doors of maghfirah are always open. But yes, sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives us these special nights, like odd nights of Ramadan, where we can make more dua. Allah Ta'ala sends more maghfirah. We make more itiraf, Allah Ta'ala sends more maghfirah. We make more tawbah, Allah Ta'ala sends more maghfirah. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained in a beautiful way, man futiha lahu minkum bab ad-du'a'i futihat lahu abwab ar-rahmah. That for whomsoever Allah Ta'ala opens the portals of dua, Allah Ta'ala also opens the floodgates of his mercy. So ye Laylatul Qadr mein hoti hai. Taak raatein mein hote hain. In the odd nights, Allah Ta'ala darwaza kholte hain. Hamari duaon ki bhi darwaza kholte hain aur Allah Ta'ala apni rehmat ki bhi darwaza kholte hain. It happens on nights like this. It also means that anybody to whom Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq to make dua, it means Allah Ta'ala has already pre-decided. This is another thing to think about takdir. And when you have a good takdir, why don't you embrace your good takdir? Then if Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq to a person to make dua, it means pre-decided, predetermined to send his rahmah and mercy on that person. To send his rahmah and mercy on that person. So this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach. To make lot of dua. Lot of dua. Lot of dua. Ad-dua mukhl ibadah. The dua is the essence of ibadah. So many masnoon duas. And this is one of the beauties of our deen. That when Sayyidina, this amal of dua is something that's direct, abd rab, direct. There's no intermediary, there's no interceder. It's direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught that a person can make dua for anything and everything that is permissible. Anything. Like we told you earlier, if the shoelace snaps, Allah Ta'ala said, Nabi Akrim Sallallahu said, Allah Ta'ala wants you to make dua. Allah Ta'ala wants you to make dua. Tasma tootne par dua. Oh, and big things, loss of health, loss of business at that time dua, big sins at that time dua. Never should we think, kuch log ye bhi kehte hain ki no, I'm too far, too distant from Allah Ta'ala, too much of a sinner to make dua, no. Koi itna gunagar nahi hai ki wo Allah se dua nahi mang sakta. Kisi ne ye duri ikhtiyar kar nahi sakta ki dua nahi mang sakta. Jitne bhi dur hai, jitne bhi gunah ki dua mang sakta hai. Dua ke darwaze, dua ke raaste hamesha khule. All the time the believer has access to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we fail to do qadr of. We are all too focused on asbab. And many times the only time we turn to dua is when the asbab fail. Means we turn to the asbab first, we turn to Allah Ta'ala last. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first and foremost. Allah smiles first and foremost. That sabab that you sandwich between dua, asbab ikhtiyar karne se pehle bhi dua ki, asbab ikhtiyar karne ke duran dua mangte rahe, aur asbab ikhtiyar karne ke baad dua mangi, wo sabab makbool hota hai, us sabab mein Allah Taala barkat dete hain. And agar asbab ikhtiyar karne se pehle dua ki nahi, asbab ikhtiyar karne ke duran dua nahi ki, اب اسباب ہی کوشش پر ناکام ہوئے بالآخر دعا پر آ جائے تو یہ تو اچھا نہیں ہے. This not the right way. First make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then do whatever you can. Then keep making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end then make more dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah ta'ala wants us to feel and show that we know we have a Rabb. Allah never wants us to behave as if we don't have a Rabb. The person who doesn't have a Rabb, they won't make dua, they will just start on their asbab. The person who doesn't believe in Rabb, they will not remember him during asbab. So we don't want to even, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to even have mushabiat, even a resemblance with such a person. Even a light resemblance with such a person who doesn't believe in their Rabb. All the time it should feel, and we should feel, and we should demonstrate that we have our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us these musnoon du'as for such simple things. Simple things. Even before you eat and drink, Bismillah. So you say Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. Why Bismillah? Actually, you know, even when we drink water, that water came to us through a whole process. A whole process. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these clouds and makes the water, vapor, precipitation, rain, purification, filtering, bottling, and then it comes to you. There's a whole process through which that water came. So it's the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go to those places, and there are places like that, there are places in Africa like that, where they don't have clean drinking water, you will understand just the clean drinking water is such a ni'mah, bounty and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that really we should take Allah ta'ala's name every time we take even a sip of water. And we take it as zikr but also as dua. We also make it as a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then dua can also have such a powerful effect that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La yaruddu al-qada illa dua. That nothing can change the destiny of a person except dua. Dua and amal saleh. Nothing can change the destiny of a person except dua and amal. So this is another meaning of Laylatul Qadr. That Laylatul Qadr is the night when our taqdeer can change. And that taqdeer can change due to the power of dua. In raaton mein taqdeerein badalti hain. Insaan ki dua aur toba ki wajah se. انسان کی عبادت اور اللہ تعالیٰ کی مانگنے کی وجہ سے اپنی تقدیر آخرت تقدیر کو محدود نہ سمجھے کہ میرے اس زندگی دنیا میں کیا ہوگا اور اصل تقدیر آخرت کی ہے کہ مجھے مرنے کے بعد میرے ساتھ کیا ہوگا. That's the real destiny of a person is after they pass away. What will happen to us in the hereafter? Can you imagine that you can change your forever by making one dua on one night to your one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you tell me, is deen easy or not? Can I get more easy than that? You make one dua on one night to your one Allah ta'ala and it will change your destiny of the akhirah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is His rahmah. This is His mercy. This is His karam. This is His fazl. This is the power of dua. Power of dua that he has given. One important thing about dua is a person must always be musbat, must always be positive, optimistic, and know with yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is hearing my dua and Allah Ta'ala is granting my dua. Allah Ta'ala is hearing my dua and Allah Ta'ala is granting my dua. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he said in Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Rabb, he says to you, what? Ud'uni. Make dua to me. Astajib lakum. Allah Ta'ala says, I will answer you. Just this few words in Quran is what gives us yaqeen when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in another place in Quran, Allah Ta'ala said another beautiful thing. أَمَنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. That who is it that answers the dua, the pleas and the cries of the muztar? Muztar jo halat istirar mein hai. Muztar means the person in distress. Who is it that answers the cry of the distress, the plea of the distress? Idha da'ahu, when that person makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. So it means here that yes, certainly, Allah Ta'ala may send His rahmah just looking at the distress of a person. But the special mother, the nusrat, will come when the person turns to Allah Ta'ala first in dua. Idha da'au can also mean jambi usi waqt Allah Ta'ala unki taraf mutawajjih honge. The moment he makes dua, as soon as he makes dua, whenever he makes dua. Allahu Akbar kabira. So what does it mean, this muztar? Who is muztar? It's a tough word to say in Arabic. Muztar. You need to know, you need some qari to say this word. Muztar. Alright, who is that person? Person in ittirar. It can be hopelessness, helplessness, distressed, oppressed, parishan, mazloom, bechain, bebas. That's what the person is called, muztar. So, first, one meaning is that person who made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then used the asbab and kept making dua to Allah ta'ala, and then all the asbab failed. So in that sense, they're helpless. Be bas hai ke unki bas mein aur koi cheez ikhtiyar nahi kar sakte. They have no ability, no power, no means, no asbab left to them. Such a person is also called muftar. Such a person is also called this distressed person. Second meaning, it can be that a person who has no hope whatsoever, maybe those who are extremely poor, maybe those who are extremely needy, they don't see it. They have what we call a bleak future. Bazaar, unki koi umeed ki kiran nahi hai. Is maane mein na umeed mustar hai, na umeed. Third meaning is the mazloom. This is a separate dua, a separate hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua of the mazloom. Now one meaning of mazloom is that person who is oppressed, like the people of Sham, people of Philistine, people who are living in war-ravaged, war-torn, afflicted areas. That's one meaning of mazloom. Mazloom could also mean that somebody in society has done zulm on someone. Somebody's wronged someone. Kisi ne kisi ke saath ziyadati ki, zulm ki, wo bhi mazloom hai. Or, mashayikh ke tariqat ne firmaya ki mazloom ka ek aur maana hai. Jo Allah Ta'ala ne Quran Kareem mein bayan kiya, alladhina zalamu ala anfusihim. Those who did zulm on their own selves. Ajeeb. So this person is zalim and mazloom themselves. Alladhina zalamu ala anfusihim. They're zalim and they're mazloom. What does it mean? Their nafs is zalim and their ruh is mazloom. Unki nafs ne unke saath zulm kiya. Allahu Akbar. Maybe their akal is zalim and their ruh is mazloom. Maybe their jism is zalim and their ruh is mazloom. Their heart is mazloom. Their qalb is mazloom. Ye bhi mustar hota hai. This is also another type of distressed person. This is very helpful for the sinner. So sometimes the sinner can make dua like that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbi Kareem, aapne firmaya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne firmaya ki aap mazloom ki dua qubool karenge. Aapne Quran mein firmaya muztar ki dua qubool karenge. Main to apne khud nafs ka mazloom hoon. Main khud apne upar zulm kar chuka hoon. I hurt myself, I wronged myself, I oppressed myself, I let myself fall into sin. Allahu Akbar Kabira. A person can make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I fell victim, I was victim to my nafs. I fell victim to my nafs. A person can say, أَفَمَنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Allah Ta'ala, you told me that who is the one who will respond to the muztar when he makes dua? Allah Ta'ala, I'm making dua to you, I'm mazloom of my own nafs. mazlum of my shahwat, mazlum of my anger, mazlum of my greed. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is also a type of itraf. All of this is explaining that first word and the first I recited. Yisara itraf, taslim, sadaqat, to be true and honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be true and honest with oneself. A person can present it like that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm fighting a battle with my nafs, and I keep losing that battle. I keep losing that battle. Allah ta'ala says, you said in Quran, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati ila nur, that you are my wali. Aap mujhe tamam tareekiyan gunahon se nikal kar noor e taqwa noor e hidayat mein dakhil farmayenge. You will take me out from all of the darknesses of sin and oppression into the noor of taqwa, noor of ibadah, noor of itaat. To make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on nights like this. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on nights like this. Khwaja Aziz al-Hasan Majzub rahimahullah ta'ala, he is one of the spiritual poets of this ummah. He used to make many poems about how to free the nafs. I can't remember 100% the proper poem, but unhone is tarah kuch kalam kiya hai ki aap apne aap ko aise mehsoos kare mazloom ki aapka nafs ne aapko qaid kiya hai. Aap qaid mein hai, pinjre mein hai, aur aap us pinjre ko halate jaye jab tak koi darwaza na khole. You keep rattling the door, shaking the door at the cage, even though you know it's locked. Same way Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he ran to the door, he knew it was locked. You keep shaking the cage even though your nafs has locked you in. This is what the person who is addict of sin. Jisko kisi gunah ka nasha hai. Jis kisi gunah ki aisi adat hai. Wo kehte hain ki hum apne aap ko nahi nikal sakta. Mujhe chhoot nahi mil sakti. Mujhe koi chhudwa de. You have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala like that on nights like this. This is my situation. I'm in the jail of my nafs. My qalb and my iman is in the jail of my nafs. And I'm shaking the door. That Allah Ta'ala, on nights like this, you will open the door once and for all, and you will free me from my nafs. You will free me from my nafs. So this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get nights like this, to make dua like this. Like we told you earlier also, Allah Ta'ala even addressed the non-believers. Ya ayyuha insan ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. That, oh insan, what is it that deceived you about your Rabb? So alhamdulillah, we left that deception. We left that ghurur, mata'ul ghurur, darul ghurur, the abode of deception, the stuff of deception, and we came into masjid on this night. Why? Because we want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ruju ilallah, inabat ilallah. Allah ta'ala se maangne wali raat, maangne wali raat. Ye jo maangna hota hai Allah ta'ala se, ye asal mein ek dili halat hoti hai. یہ مانگنا کوئی زبانی کروائی نہیں, کوئی خاص الفاظ نہیں, وہ ایک دلی حالت, یہ جو استرار ہے نا, اللہ تعالیٰ نے کچھ الفاظ نہیں بتائے. جس کے دل میں یہ استرار ہو, جس کے دل میں اعتراف ہو, that person in whose heart has this feeling of being oppressed, in whose heart has the feeling of helplessness in front of their nafs, they're hopeless now in front of their nafs, they feel powerless in front of their nafs, and they present that condition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala sends His special rahmah and mercy on them. His special rahmah and mercy on them. And one main thing for dua also is to use the word Rabb in dua. If you see the du'as of the anbiya that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran, they often used to make du'a, almost always even you can say, made du'a with the word Rabb. And we saw earlier also that in ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, in sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Rabbi al-Azim, Rabbi al-Ala. And the difference between this is what? That Rabbi al-Azim, so when you first want to think about the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you physically bow in ruku. Jab jhuk jate hain to Allah ki azmat bayan karte hain. Ab ek dafa Allah ki azmat bayan ki to phir baad mein sajda mein girte hain. Ab sajda mein gir gaye, apne aap ko jitna jhuka saken, ab chahte hain Allah ki bulandi bayan kare. Ab hum mazid jhuk nahi sakte, ہم اور بھی اپنے رب کو اپنے آپ کو تسلیم کرتے ہیں, تو پھر اللہ کی بلندی بیان کرتے ہیں, سبحان ربی الاعلی. This is the difference between al-azim and al-a'la. We recite Al-Azim in Ruku and Al-A'la in Sujood. Because in Sajda we press ourselves down as low as we can, and then we want to exalt Allah Ta'ala even higher. And when a person does that, then Allah Ta'ala gives Qurb. Allah Ta'ala said in Quran that you make Sajda, you will get Qurb. But first what we did in Sajda is we lowered ourselves and we exalted Allah Ta'ala. We accepted that there's a huge gap between us. When we accepted that, did itiraf, Allah Ta'ala closed the gap and He made us mukarrab. Yes, itiraf par bahut milta hai. Bahut milta hai. Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'uhu Allah. That that person who lowers himself in front of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala raises them up. That person who just sujood and says Subhanu Rabbil A'la, Allah Ta'ala gives him qurb. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So, Allah Ta'ala Himself, Allah Ta'ala Himself answers all the dua that a person makes. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Then, there might be a person who they want to become mustajab. Mustajab al-dawat, isko kehte hain. Us shaks jiski duaye Allah Ta'ala hamesha kubool karte hain. Ye bhi ek hadith hai. Ajeeb ye hadith Imam Bukhari ne, Imam Muslim ne, Imam Abu Dawud ne, Imam At-Tirmidhi ne, Imam An-Nasai ne, Imam Ibn Majah ne, 6 ke 6 ne isko riwayat ki. Aise mehsoos karte hain ki wo chahte the ki ye hadith unki kitab mein har hal mein ho. Yes, all the 6 great muhaddiseen narrated this hadith in their collection. What? Inna min ibadillahi man law aqsama ala allahi la abarrahu. That Allah Ta'ala ki ibad bandon mein se kuch aise bhi ashkhas hain ki agar wo Allah ke naam par koi qasam bhi uthaye Allah Ta'ala ki qasam puri bhi kar lenge. Allahu Akbar Kabira. There are such people who are so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they take Allah ta'ala's name, Allah ta'ala will fulfill whatever they say upon taking their name. Allahu Akbar. Some people like that. So now, what we need to do, because at least we want to be like that for one night, so what we have to do is what? We need to have some adab of dua. The one adab of dua is to find a good time to make dua. Alhamdulillah. Odd night of the last 10 days, good time to make dua. Second adab of dua is find good place to make dua. Alhamdulillah, masjid is good place to make dua. Masjid is good place to make dua. Third is to find a good hal to make dua. So if it's sunnat itikaf, or any time you enter the masjid, even for a few hours, you can make niyat of nafil itikaf. So you are good hal, a good state, halat itikaf, halat of itikaf. Then you can have some other friends around you making dua, like we did after Zuhr. Unasun ya'buduna Allah fa'budu Allah ma'ahum. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned hadith in Sahih Muslim that if you find there's some people that they're making ibadah to Allah Ta'ala, you make ibadah to Allah Ta'ala with them and your tawbah will be accepted. Your tawbah will be accepted. Allahu Akbar. So this is our chance, our night. This is our chance and our night. It's for us. Allah Ta'ala made this deen and put these features in deen for us. We should make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these nights. Then just to clarify, when Allah Ta'ala said, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala does grant every dua. But the ulama muhaddiseen mentioned their different ways Allah Ta'ala grants it. First is that He grants us exactly what we make dua for. Hu bahu, woi jo mangte, woi milta hai. Woi milta hai. Isliye zyada achhi dua karne ki koshish karne chahiye. Agar ye surat mil jaye, aisa na ho ki hamari nadani ki wo mila, woi jo humne manga, humne achha nahi manga. Ye mangna seekhna padta hai. Haan, kabhi aajzi ke taur par hum Allah ko ye bhi keh sakte hain ki Allah Ta'ala mujhe mangne nahi aata. Magar ye seekhna bhi chahiye. Seekhna bhi chahiye. Seekhna bhi chahiye. So, the first way is that Allah Ta'ala grants us exactly what we ask for. Second is Allah Ta'ala grants us something else. Some other khair. Something that He selected for us, which is better than that which we selected for ourselves. Third is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may, in raful masaib, Allah Ta'ala may take away koi musibat aane wali hai usko tell denge, Allah Ta'ala will take away some difficulty that was otherwise going to befall us. And the fourth, which is a beautiful thing that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in hadith, that the fourth way is that Allah Ta'ala will not grant that dua in this dunya at all in any way whatsoever. Rather, Allah Ta'ala will reserve that dua for that person that when they come to Him on the Day of Judgment, Allah Ta'ala will then show them that dua that was unanswered in this world, and Allah Ta'ala will answer it on the Day of Judgment by increasing their good deeds on their scale of the right side. And when a person sees that, they will wish, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that they will wish that, oh, I wish none of my duas were granted in the world. Kaash, meri koi dua kabul nahi hoti. Ab hum kabhi is cheez ko akli taur par maan nahi sakte ki nahi ye ek do dua ho jaye, baki ke bare mein main keh dunga ki koi aur dua kabul nahi hoti, ye do teen to honi chahiye. Allahu Akbar. There are some duas that must be accepted in this world, but that person on the Day of Judgment, his true feeling in his heart will be, I wish every dua, any and every dua that Allah Ta'ala accepts in this world. Bari dua mangoga, aulaad ke liye dua mange Allah Ta'ala ne di, kyamat karein jiski dil ki kaifiyat, kaash wo bhi dua qubool nahi hoti, mujhe aaj uske badla milta, aaj uske samra milta. Pata nahi kya bari dua banda mangta hai, Allah Ta'ala deta hai dunya mein, us waqt feeling ho ke wo nahi mil, wo bhi nahi hota, wo bhi nahi hota. Allahu Akbar. His feeling will be in his heart that I just wish I got the ajr and sawab on the Day of Judgment. Ajr and sawab on the Day of Judgment. So Allah Ta'ala makes that person so happy. Makes that person so happy. Ajeeb sentence, astajib lakum. First, Allah Ta'ala himself is telling us. Waqala rabbukum ud'uni. Allah Ta'ala is saying, ud'uni, you make dua to me. You make dua to me and I will answer you. Allahu Akbar. You make dua to me and I will answer you. Ajeeb. Allah Ta'ala, His karam, His fazl, His karam and His fazl. That we should make lot of du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lot of du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be happy. You should tire yourself making du'a. You should keep making du'a. If your tongue stops making du'a, let your heart keep making du'a. Let your heart keep making du'a. If you can't sit and make du'a, lie down and make du'a. If you're lying and sleeping, when you wake up, make du'a. When you toss and turn, make du'a. Basically, these nights are nights of tawbah and nights of dua. Nights of tawbah and nights of dua. And if a person doesn't make dua, if a person doesn't make dua, to listen to hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam about that, man lam yas'alillaha yaghdhab alayh. That whomsoever does not ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gets angry with him. Jo Allah Ta'ala se pooch pooch kar mang mangta nahi hai, yaghdhab alay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apne ghazab, apne ghussa un par bhejte hain. Wohi jo humne itni dafa manga tha, ghair al maghdubi alayhim, dua na mangne ki wajah se hum maghdub ban jate hain. To ye mangna zaruri hai, ye nahi samjhe koi ikhtiyari cheez hai. چلو کوئی بہت ضرورت ہو میں اللہ سے مانگوں گا, لا حول ولا قوت الا باللہ. میں نے ہر حالت میں اللہ تعالیٰ سے مانگنا. In every condition, in every state, I must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now even this hadith, اس کی بھی توبہ کرنے چاہیے. یعنی ہماری زندگی میں واقعی اگر غور کریں, کتنے مراحل تھے, موقع تھے جو دعا کرنا چاہیے تھا ہم نے نہیں کی. ہم اسی کے مزداق تھے. من لم یسأل, ہم لم یسأل والے تھے, ہم نہیں مانگ رہے تھے, نہیں پوچھتے تھے, خود اپنے زور سے کرنے کی کوشش کر رہے تھے. بعد میں اگر نہ ہوا اللہ سے مانگا, اور اگر ہوا نہ مانگا نہ شکر کیا. A lot of us, we were like that. We wouldn't make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would try, and if we succeeded, we wouldn't even make shukr. Yes, if we tried and we failed, then maybe we would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make tawbah for this. This is also a dua to make. Allah Ta'ala, I ask your forgiveness for all the times I should have made dua to you and I didn't. All the times I heard adhan and I didn't make dua after adhan. All the times I ate, I didn't make dua after eating. All the times I ate, I didn't make dua before eating. All the times I entered the masjid, I didn't make dua upon entering. All the times I left the masjid, I didn't make dua upon leaving. Kitni dua agar hum hisab kare, kitni dua hum chhod chuke hain? Kitni dua hum chhod chuke hain? کھانے کی دعائیں, سونے کی دعائیں, گھر مسجد سے آنا جانا, داخل و نکلنے کی دعائیں, اتنی دعائیں ہم نے چھوڑ دیں. یہ ایک حال نہیں ہے. میرے تو خیال ہے ہمارے حساب سے ہم نے تو ہزاروں دعائیں چھوڑ چکی ہیں, ہزاروں کی تعداد, شاید کسی نے لاکھوں کی تعداد دعائیں چھوڑی. ریلی اتنا معاملہ ہوا ہمارے ساتھ. ہاؤ مینی ٹائمز کڈ آئی ووکن اپ ایٹ تہجد, اوکے, ہاؤ مینی ٹائمز واز آئی اویک ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم فار سم ادر ریزن, ٹریول, جرنی, اسٹڈینگ, اینڈ آئی اسٹل ڈنٹ میک دعا. کتنی دفعہ میں رات کے آخری پیر ویسے کسی اور وجہ سے جاگا ہوا تھا, کوئی سفر تھا, پڑھائی تھا, کام تھا, میں نے دعائیں مانگی. ہو سکتا رمضان میں کتنی دفعہ میں سور کے لیے اٹھا تھا, میں نے دعائیں مانگی. اللہ اکبر, اسے بھی اللہ سے معافی مانگی. یو شوڈ سیک فرگیونیس آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. بٹ ہاؤ مینی ٹائمز وی لیفٹ میکنگ دیز دعاز ٹو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. We left making du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But another beautiful thing is, no matter how much we may have left making du'a to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala never leaves listening to our du'as. Allah ta'ala Quran Kareem mein farmata hai, inna rabbi lasmi'u du'a. La, ye laam jo hai na, ye taqeed ke liye, means taqeed, Allah ta'ala hamesha sunne, khoob sunne wala hai aapki du'aon ka. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly, assuredly, always listens to dua. Always listens to dua. So it's our own regret. We will have regrets in dunya and we will have regrets in akhirah. We will have regrets in dunya and we will have regrets in akhirah if we don't make dua. So then I wanted to share one dua with you tonight, from the master of making dua, Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is one of the duas that comes in hadith that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in Arafah. Now those of you who know your seerah, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did hajj once. He was in Arafah once. Now what dua did Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make on Yawm al-Arafah? Ajeeb. Now this was, matlab hajj ki halat mein, ihram ki halat mein, Arafat ke maidan par hajjatul wida bhi hua tha. Itne wo 120,000 24,000 sahab ikram ke saath hain, nubuwat ka uruj hai, fateh makkah ho chuka hai. Ab us din nabi kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya duaein mangi, ye sahab ikram ke kya ummat par kya ehsaan hai, aisi cheezon ko mehfooz ki ہمیں بتائیں. محدثین نے ان چیز کو نقل کی, روایت کی, کتنی ان پر ہمارا احسان ہے کہ انہوں نے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت کے ایسے سنہری موقع, ایسے ہیرے اور موتی کو محفوظ کی. یہ تو ہماری اپنی نادانی ہے اور کلم علمی ہے کہ ہم ان چیز کو غافل رہتے ہیں. اٹس دا انکریڈیبل کرم اینڈ فضل آف دا علماء آف حدیث, صحاب کرام ہو ریکارڈڈ دیز دعاز and then shared it with the ummah, and the muhaddiseen transmitted it to the ummah. Kana mimma da'a bihi an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallama ashiyat arafa. That from amongst the du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made when he was on the plains of Arafah. Ab now you just imagine, this is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making this du'a. Allahumma innaka tara makani وَتَسْمَعُ كَلَامِ وَتَعْلَمُ سِرِّ وَعَلَانِيَّتِ لَا يَخْفَ عَلَيْكَ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ أَمْرِ. That, oh my Rabb, you are seeing where I stand, you are seeing my place, and I'm here standing in Arafah on the occasion of Hajj in the state of Ihram. You are seeing me where I am. وَتَسْمَعُ كَلَامِ, and I know that you're listening, you're hearing to what I'm saying. وَتَعْلَمُ سِرِّ وَعَلَانِيَّتِ, you know what I have done secretly and you know what I have done openly. You know that which is secret in my heart and my breast and that which is open and manifest. لَا يَكْفَ عَلَيْكَ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ أَمْرِ, and there's nothing about me and my whole matter and affair that is hidden from you. Nothing that is hidden from you. اللہ تعالیٰ میری جگہ کو دیکھ رہے ہیں, میرے مکان کو دیکھ رہے ہیں, میں کہاں کھڑا ہوں, کیسے کر رہا ہوں, کس حالت احرام میں, حج میں, عرفات میں کر رہا ہوں. آپ میری ہر بات سننے والی ذات ہیں. آپ میرے دل کے راز بھی جانتے ہیں اور جو ظاہر میں میں کر چکا ہوں آپ وہ بھی بخوبی جانتے ہیں. میرے کوئی چیز کوئی معاملہ آپ سے مخفی چھپا نہیں. اچھا پھر اللہ اکبر. ان الباعث الفقیر, الباعث الفقیر, it means that I am the downtrodden, destitute beggar. ان الباعث, باعث, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہہ رہے ہیں ان الباعث الفقیر. ایسے موقع پر, یہ نہیں کہ ایک طائف کی واپسی کی دعا ہے یا کہ یہ سیرت کے ابتدائی دنوں کی بات ہے اور یہ فتح مکہ کے بعد حج عرفات اسلام کا غلبہ ہو چکا ہے. ان الباعث الفقیر, اللہ اکبر کبیرہ. الوجل المشفق, الوجل, وجل, وجل قلوبهم, الوجل, my heart is trembling, میرا دل کانپ رہا ہے, میرا دل کانپ رہا ہے. المشفق, المشفق means I am fearful, کانپ رہا ہے خوف میں, میرا دل کانپ رہا ہے, میں خوف زدہ ہوں. المقر والمعترف بذنبه, اللہ اکبر, that same word, المقر والمعترف بذنبه, میں اقرار کرنے والوں, اعتراف کرنے والوں گناہ, اپنے گناہ کے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہہ رہے ہیں, تعلیم ان امت کو سکھا رہے ہیں. I attest and I submit and I humbly acknowledge my sins. الوجل المشفق المقر المعترف بذنبه, اللہ اکبر. اسألك مسألة المسکین, میں آپ سے ایسے سوال کرتا ہوں جیسے کوئی مسکین سوال کرتا ہے, میں ایسے سوال بننا چاہتا ہوں جیسے کوئی غریب سوال کرتا ہے. اسألك مسألة المسکین, میں ایسے آپ سے سوال کرنا چاہتا ہوں. اللہ اکبر کبیرہ. I ask you the way a needy person would ask. I want to ask you in the manner and the style that a miskeen, needy, poor, beggar, destitute would ask of someone. وَأَبْتَهِلُ إِلَيْكَ إِبْتِحَالَ الْمُذْنِبِ الذَّلِيلِ. ابتحال means دعا. میں آپ سے دعا, وہ دعا مانگنا چاہتا ہوں جو آپ کے کوئی گناہگار ذلیل, جو کوئی ذلیل گناہگار جیسے وہ آپ سے دعا مانگتا ہے, میں ایسے ہی آپ سے دعا مانگنا چاہتا ہوں. اللہ اکبر. سیدنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, وَأَبْتَهِلُ إِلَيْكَ إِبْتِحَالَ الْمُذْنِبِ الذَّلِيلِ وَأَدْعُوكَ دُعَاءَ الْخَائِفِ الذَّرِيرِ, اور میں وہ دعا آپ سے مانگتا ہوں جو خائف الذریر, جو ایک خوف زدہ پریشان آپ سے جو مانگتا ہے. I want to make dua to you in the way a fearful, worried, troubled soul would make dua to you. مَنْ خَدَعَتْ لَكَ رَقْبَتَهُ, that person who, جس کی گردن جھک گئی ہے, جس کی گردن, you know, who submits and yields his neck to you, جو اپنے گردن پیش کرتا ہے, جو اپنے گردن جھکا کر آپ کے سامنے اپنا گردن ہی پیش کرتا ہے, میں ایسی دعا آپ سے کرنا چاہتا ہوں. اللہ اکبر کبیرہ. Look at the adab of دعا of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وَذَلَّ جَسَدُهُ, and somebody جو اپنے ذلیل means here جھکاتا ہے, who humbles and lowers and abases his very bodily physical existence in front of you, جو مکمل اپنے آپ کو آجزی ان کی ساری جھکا کر, جھک جھک جھکا کر اپنے سامنے پیش کرتا ہے. وہ رغب انفہ انفہ, اور وہ اپنا کو ملتا ہے. اللہ اکبر کبیرہ. دین آفٹر آل دس, آفٹر آل دس, دین دا دعا, اللہم لا تجعلنی بدعائک شقیہ, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی مجھے اس دعا میں, مجھے کبھی, یعنی شقی, مجھے کبھی مردود نہ کرے, مجھے کبھی مردود نہ بنائے. وَكُنْ بِي رَؤُوفًا رَحِيمًا, اور میرے ساتھ رؤوف رحیم, اپنا نرمی اور پیار والا اور رحمت والا معاملہ فرمائے. او اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی, نیور ریجیکٹ می, never despite these duas, never reject me and be with me your kind, gentle, merciful self. Ya khair al-mas'udin wa ya khair al-mu'teen. That Allah Ta'ala, you are the best of those who can be asked and the best of those who grant. Aap sabse behtreen masool yani wo hai jinse sawal kiya jaye aur aap sabse behtreen ata inayat dene wale zaat hain. Allahu Akbar kabira. But this is the dua of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Arafat. This is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyid al-Awwaleen wal-Akhireen, Imam al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen, Rahmatul lil-Alameen. Dua mang rahe, apne Rab se baat kar rahe, isko dua kehte, isko dua kehte. Is kalam se samajh mein aata hai ki dua hai kya cheez. Mangna ye pukar hai, dil hi ek halat hai. Ye istirar hai, ye tarap hai, ye talab hai. This is the feeling of dua, this longing, yearning, searching, desiring for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Longing, yearning, searching, desiring for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we weren't able to go on that place of Arafat, but we're here in this masjid and this night of Ramadan, we have to make the same itiraf to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same duas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aise apne aap ko pesh karna hai. Aise aaj ye ikhtiyari ikhtiyar karna hai. Aise ghulami, jaise hamare Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ghulam the, hame bhi sikhaya, mujhe aise yaad karo, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, pehle meri ghulami ko yaad karo, phir meri nubuwat ko yaad karo. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. To aaj raat humne unki ghulami ki yaad karna hai. Haan, aaj raat humne unki ghulami ki yaadein ko taza karna hai. ہمارے رب بھی کہیں کہ یہ تو میرے نبی کی غلام لگتے ہیں, یہ میرے نبی کی امتی ہیں, جیسے وہ مجھے پکارتے تھے یہ بھی مجھے ایسے پکار رہے ہیں, جیسے ان کی عاجزی تھی ان کے اندر بھی ایسے عاجزی ہے, جیسے ان کے دل میں استرار طلب طرب تھا یہ ان جیسے بن کر پیش آئے, اب جب یہ ان جا کر پیش آئے میں جیسے ان کو دیتا تھا میں ان کو بھی دوں گا. ایسے مانگنا. We want to be like him sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this night. The same way and manner that he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we saw one glimpse of, we have to make dua like that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. Then the same way and manner Allah ta'ala granted him, and that same way and manner Allah ta'ala can grant his ummah, may Allah ta'ala make us an ummah of dua, just like he was a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of dua. This is our deen. That's what deen means. To make ourselves like our Nabi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow his footsteps, to pattern ourselves after him, unki adaaen ko apnana, unka mizaj ko apnana, unke alfaz ko apnana, unki halat ko nakal karna, apne aap ko jitna mushabit unke saath zahiri batni mushabit ikhtiyar karna, is aur is hi ka naam deen hai. Allah Ta'ala hamein ye haqeeqi deen naseeb farmaye. Aur aaj raat ya jis jab bhi jis raat le lo to qadr hai, ya rabbi kareem hamare kamil maghfirat farmaye. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Dua kijiye subhanallahi minana wa hamd Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله رب كريم تمہارے كريم رب پیارے رب ہمارے سونے رب رحمان رب غفار رب ستار رب یا رب کریم تو تو رب مصطفیٰ ہے, تو تو رب صدیق ہے, تو تو رب فاروق ہے, یا رب کریم تو تو رب عثمان ہے, رب علی ہے, رب کعبہ ہے, رب جبریل ہے, وانت ربنا, اور یا رب تو ہمارا بھی رب ہے, ہم اتنے خوش نصیب ہیں, تو ایک اللہ ہے اور تو ہمارا ہی رب ہے, ہم نے ایک کو مانا ہے, آپ کو مانا یا اللہ, آپ کو ماننے والے ہیں, آپ کو پکارنے والے ہیں. یا رب کریم ہم بھی ایسی دعا مانگنا چاہتے ہیں. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لاجی والے الفاظ ہیں, مگر وہ ہمارے حالت پر صادق ہیں. ہم وہی گناہگار ہیں, ہم گناہ لے کر آئے ہیں, تسلیم کر رہے ہیں, اعتراف کر رہے ہیں, اقرار کر رہے ہیں, یا رب کریم گناہ کو معاف کر لیجئے. جتنا ہمیں آپ کے وحدانیت میں یقین ہے, ہمارے اپنے گناہگار ہونے میں بھی یقین ہے, اور جتنا ہم آپ کو غفار ہونے میں یقین رکھتے ہیں, ہم اپنے گناہ میں یقین رکھتے ہیں. ہم اپنی یقینی گناہ آپ کے سامنے رکھ کر آپ کی یقینی مغفرت کی امید کرتے ہیں, آپ کی یقینی رحمت کے طلبگار ہیں. آپ یہ بکریم دے دیجئے, ہم بھی مستر بن گئے. نفس نے ہمیں مار دیا, دنیا مخلوق نے مار دیا, لوگوں نے دھوکہ دیا, یا رب کریم کس کے پاس مانگے. یا رب کریم آپ مہربانی کر لیجئے, اپنا سائے دے دیجئے. بہت کوشش کی یا رب کریم نہیں بن سکے, آپ آزاد بنا دیجئے, اپنا بنا دیجئے, دیندار بنا دیجئے, متقی بنا دیجئے, صالح بنا دیجئے, اچھے اخلاق دے دیجئے, اپنی رضا دے دیجئے. یا رب کریم اپنے رضا والی صفات عطا فرما, رضا والی زندگی عطا فرما. گناہوں کی نفوست سے نکال دیجئے, گناہ کی لالچ سے نکال دیجئے, گناہ کی سوچ سے نکال دیجئے. یا رب کریم بار بار ہم اپنے آپ کو عبادت میں لگاتے ہیں, مسجد میں پہنچاتے ہیں, اور بار بار ہمارے نفس واپس ہمیں گناہ میں کھینچتا ہے. کبھی خیال آتا ہے, کبھی غصہ آتا ہے, کبھی شہوت آتا ہے, کبھی لالچ آتا ہے. یا رب کریم مہربانی کر دیجئے, ہمیں نجات دے دیجئے, ہمیں نفس سے نجات عطا فرما, جہنم کی آگ سے نجات نصیب فرما. یہ تو وہ رات ہے یا رب, وہ آخر اتکو من النار, کیا آپ لوگوں کی روح کو جہنم سے بڑے کرتے ہیں, لوگوں کی روح کو جنتی بنا دیتے ہیں. مہربانی کر دیجئے یا رب, ہم یہی چاہتے ہیں, آپ ہمیں جہنمی سے نکال کر جنتی بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم آپ تو بہت معاف کرنے والے ہیں. اللہم انکا عفو کریم تحب العفو فاعفو عنا. یا اللہ, یا رب کریم معاف کرنے تجھے سجتا ہے, معاف کرنے تجھے پسند ہے, ہمیں معاف کر دیجئے یا رب, معاف کر دیجئے یا رب. آپ نے تو قرآن میں بھی فرمایا یغفر لمن یشاء, کہ یا رب کریم جس کو آپ چاہتے ہیں آپ اپنی مغفرت دیں گے. آج ہماری چاہت کر لیجئے, ہمیں چن لیجئے, ہماری طرف متوجہ ہو جائیں, اپنے رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دینا, مغفرت کا معاملہ فرما دینا. یا رب کریم ہمیں بھی کبھی بھی شکی نہ بنانا, مردود نہ بنانا, مسجد میں پہنچ کر محرومی نہ دے دیجئے, رمضان کی حالت میں محرومی نہ دے دیجئے, اعتکاف کی حالت میں محرومی نہ دے دیجئے. یا رب کریم آج رات تو ہم نے آپ کے پیارے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی دعاؤں کا تذکرہ کیا, ان کی یاد کو تازہ کیا, اس کو قبول کر لیجئے. اپنے رحمت کا معاملہ فرما, کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یا رب کریم انہوں نے جو بھی آنسو امت کے لیے بہائیں, جو بھی دعائیں امت کے لیے کی, یا رب کریم ہم تو وہی امت ہیں جن کے لیے وہ آنسو بہاتے تھے, ہم تو وہی امت ہیں جن کے گناہ کی مغفرت وہ آپ سے مانگتے تھے. ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دیجئے, ہمیں معاف کر دیجئے, نیک بنا دیجئے, اچھا بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم ہمارے ارد گرد ساتھی, دوست احباب, بھائی بہن, رشتہ دار جو آپ سے دور ہیں, آپ کو بھول بیٹھے ہیں, کسی نے ان کو دھوکے میں ڈال دیا, یا رب کریم وہ کبھی سوال کرتے ہیں, کبھی تانا لگاتے ہیں, دوری اختیار کرتے ہیں, گناہ میں ملوث ہیں, آپ مہربانی کر لیجئے, وہ بھی نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت میں سے ہیں. یا رب کریم آج رات ان پر بھی اپنی رحمت نازل فرما, ان کو بھی ہدایت عطا فرما. یا رب کریم آپ کی ہدایت کا نور ان کو پہنچے گا, یا رب وہ ہم سے بہتر ثابت ہوں گے, وہ آپ سے زیادہ محبت کریں گے, وہ آپ کے زیادہ فرما مندار ہوں گے. آپ ان کو بس ہدایت دے دیجئے, کرم کر دیجئے, فضل کر دیجئے, مہربانی کر لیجئے. یا رب کریم ہم صرف اپنے تقدیر بدلنے کے لیے نہیں آئے ہیں, ہم پوری امت کی تقدیر بدلنے کے لیے آئے ہیں. آپ تو قادر ہیں یا رب, بدل دیجئے یا رب, سب کو نیک بنا دیجئے, سب کو صالح بنا دیجئے, سب کو اپنا ولی بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم امت کے اہل دین طبقے کو اپنے خصوصی حفاظت عطا فرما, تمام اہل اللہ, علماء, مشائخ, دعات, قراء, حفاظ, ائمہ, خطباء. یا رب کریم سب کو محفوظ فرما, سب کو راہ راست بنا. یا رب کریم ہماری اس اجتماعی توبہ کو قبول فرما, اس اجتماعی دعا کو قبول فرما, جو انفرادی دعائیں ہم مانگتے ہیں ان کو بھی قبول فرما. یا رب کریم ہمیشہ ہمیں سیرت سنت والی زندگی نصیب فرما, سیرت سنت کی مشابہت عطا فرما, پیارے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی عادات ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ ہم بھی عرفات میں کھڑے ہو کر آپ سے دعا مانگتے ہیں, ہم بھی حج جا کر آپ سے پاک صاف ہو کر آتے. آپ نے کرم کر دیا, رمضان دے دیا, یہ تاک راتیں دے دی. یا رب کریم ہمارا معاملہ کر دیجئے. یا رب کریم آئندہ بھی ایسے ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم جنہوں نے حج نہیں کیا, حج فرض ہے, یا رب کریم حج کی سعادت نصیب فرما. جن پر ابھی فرض نہ ہوا, میں آپ کی مہربانی سے رزق میں برکت عطا فرما, رزق میں کثرت عطا فرما. یہ خوبصورت فرضیت ہم پر بھی عائد فرما اور ہمیں بھی حج کے سفر کے لیے قبول فرما. یا رب کریم اس وقت آپ کی پوری امت میں جہاں بھی لوگ جمع ہیں, مساجد میں جمع ہیں, گھر میں جمع ہیں, آپ کو پکار رہے ہیں, آپ کو یاد کر رہے ہیں, آپ سے معافی مانگ رہے ہیں, یا رب کریم سب کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, سب کو معافی فرما. مغفرت کے فیصلے کر دیجئے, ہدایت کے فیصلے کر دیجئے. یا رب کریم تقدیروں کو بدل دیجئے. آپ کی رحمت ہوگی, آپ کا کرم ہوگا, آپ کا فضل ہوگا. یا رب کریم کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یا رب کریم ہم اپنے تنہائی میں ہمارے نفس تانا دیتا ہے, غیروں کی کیا بات کریں, ہمارے اندر کی ضمیر ہمیں تانا دیتا ہے, وہ سوالات آتے ہیں, خیالات آتے ہیں, شک میں لاتے ہیں, شبہات ڈالتے ہیں. آپ ہمیں یا رب کریم محفوظ کر لیجئے, اپنے اس نفس اور شہوت اور شہوانی خواہشات سے نجات دے دیجئے, اس عقلی خدشات اور وساوس سے نجات کر دیجئے. یا رب کریم ہمیں پاک صاف سوچ عطا فرما, پاکیزہ دل عطا فرما, پاکیزہ جذبات عطا فرما. یا رب کریم اگر آج رات لیلۃ القدر ہے, آپ یا رب کریم اس کی قدر کرنے نصیب فرما, خوب عبادت کرنے نصیب فرما. آپ کو منوانا چاہتے ہیں, آپ مان لیجئے. یا رب ہمارے کوئی عمل نہیں ہے, کوئی کوشش نہیں ہو سکتی, یہ صرف آپ کی کرم کے واسطے ہو سکتا ہے, آپ کا فضل ہم پر ہو سکتا ہے کہ آپ ہم سے راضی ہو جائیں. یا رب کریم جب آپ نے ہمیں دین اسلام کے لیے چنا, یا رب کریم ہم دین کی حلاوت عطا فرما, دین کی پیروی عطا فرما, دین کا علم عطا فرما, دین پر عمل نصیب فرما. ہمیں ایک اچھا دیندار بنا, ہمارے خاندان کو دینی بنا, ہمارے گھروں میں دین کا ماحول عطا فرما, ہمارے اولاد میں دین نصیب فرما, تمام آنے والی نسل میں دین عطا فرما. یا رب کریم ہمیں فتنے سے محفوظ فرما, فسق و فجور سے محفوظ فرما, فساد سے محفوظ فرما, حاسدین کی حسد سے محفوظ فرما, برا چاہنے والوں کی برائی سے محفوظ فرما, اپنے اندر کے شر سے محفوظ فرما, دنیا باہر کے شر سے محفوظ فرما. آپ ہمیں بس اپنے پناہ میں لے لیجئے. جیسے آپ نے مسجد میں آنے کی توفیق دی, آپ نے پناہ دے دیا. یا رب کریم بس اپنے مکمل سائے دے دیجئے, مکمل پناہ دے دیجئے. یا رب کریم جس کے دل میں, جس کے جی میں, جس کے سر میں جو بھی دعا ہے, سب کی دلی فریاد کو قبول فرما, سب کے نیک مرادوں کو قبول فرما. یا رب کریم نوجوان ساتھی, ہم بھی گناہ کر تھک چکے ہیں, آپ سے مانگ رہے ہیں یا رب کریم معاف کر دیجئے, ہمیں مضبوط بنا دیجئے, دین میں قوی بنا دیجئے, دین میں ٹھوس بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت کرم فضل سے ان سب کا آنا کو قبول فرما, جس نیت سے آئے ہیں اس سے بڑھ کر ان کے ساتھ معاملہ فرما, جو حسن زن سے بیٹھ کر سنتے رہے, یا رب کریم ان سے بڑھ کر ان کو نصیب فرما. اپنے شان کریمی کے لائق اور اپنے شان رحیمی کے مطابق سب کو نصیب فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين.